You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It's a first of its kind, controversial, and even Governor Newsom thinks the new gun control law will likely end up in the Supreme Court. Gun rights advocates call the new law a cheap political trick, and even the ACLU isn't happy with it. This new gun control law is almost a copy and paste of Texas's recent abortion law, which empowers Californians to sue anyone who sells or manufactures illegal guns, including assault rifles. The law was signed Friday at Santa Monica College, the site of a 2013 mass shooting which left six people dead.
If they're going to use this framework to put women's lives at risk, we're going to use it to save people's lives here in the state of California. That's the spirit, the principle behind this law.
Now, if the plaintiff wins in court, the state will pay them up to $10,000 per violation and per weapon. The law also applies to ghost guns and the parts used to make them. And this is just the latest in a string of gun control bills signed by Governor Newsom. CAP Radio state politics reporter Nicole Nixon joins us with more on this bill and others, which will likely be challenged in the courts. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. First off, if Governor Newsom knows his law will likely head to the Supreme Court, why do it? Is it more about politics and kind of sticking it to Texas, or is there a legitimate teeth to this law?
Well, for Newsom, I think it's both. He said several times that he disagrees with how the Supreme Court decided the Texas abortion case, particularly that it okayed this provision for private enforcement. You know, that was designed as a way to keep that issue out of federal courts. But he said, you know, since these are the rules now, we're going to apply them to firearms here in California to try to reduce gun violence. And Newsom's not the only one who sees this as kind of an in-your-face to Texas. I talked to William Vizard, who's a professor emeritus of criminal justice at Sacramento State, and a former ATF agent. Here's what he said about the new law.
It's not subtle. Rather than a gun regulation, I would view this more as a response of like California legislature to the Texas legislature in what they view as an outrageous abortion regulation.
All right. So can you walk us through Texas's abortion law and what parts of that law Governor Newsom stripped for his gun control law?
Yeah, it's mainly this issue of private enforcement. And just as a refresher, this Texas law was crafted last year before Roe v. Wade was overturned. So last summer, abortion was legal and states could not restrict it before about 23 weeks. The Texas law outlawed it before fetal cardiac activity, you know, around 6 weeks. Instead of having the state enforce it, that law empowered regular citizens to go after anyone who aids or abets an illegal abortion. That includes doctors, abortion funds, or even somebody who drives you to your appointment. And by leaving it up to citizens to enforce in civil court rather than prosecutors to enforce in criminal courts, that Texas law was designed to basically escape invalidation in the courts. All of this is moot now because the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade and allowed states to restrict abortions. But Newsom and California lawmakers want to use that same legal logic to get around the fact that they do have limited options and resources to find and prosecute people who are selling assault weapons and ghost guns, which are illegal here. So, like you said, this bill is basically a copy paste taken directly from that Texas abortion bill, down to the same dollar amount that you can sue for, which is $10,000 and attorney fees.
I mean, there is a theme here. This concept of private citizens enforcing certain laws around the country, like the Texas abortion law that you just laid out, is it picking up steam? Are we going to see more of this in the future?
It's possible. Oklahoma and Missouri have passed laws similar to the Texas abortion law, including that private enforcement measure. There might be other states as well. New York passed a law last year that allows people to sue gun manufacturers in some cases, but it does not include this private enforcement mechanism. So I guess we'll have to see whether other blue states adopt this as sort of a message bill or whether they wait to see how it plays out in the courts.
I mean, this has gotten criticism, the California law, from Second Amendment advocates to even civil rights advocates. Let's start with Second Amendment advocates. What is their reaction to this law?
Well, a spokesman for the NRA told me in a statement that it's just a political stunt. It's not designed to actually make Californians safer. They say that if that was the goal, state officials might be more focused on preventing crime, which has become a big issue this year ahead of the midterms. And gun rights groups have threatened legal action over this and some other bills, but we have not seen any lawsuits yet.
Well, the ACLU also has come out against this law. On what grounds?
Yeah, the ACLU is concerned about this issue of circumventing judicial review, especially when it comes to constitutional rights. It's basically warning Newsom and the California legislature that in their eyes, the ACLU's eyes, that two wrongs don't make a right. They sent a letter to the governor earlier this year that says it would be a misstep to further entrench this logic that states can just get around sticky constitutional issues by making them enforceable by private parties. I'll read a part of that. It says, quote, California will be promoting a legal end run that can be used by any state to deny an effect. To deny people an effective means to have their constitutional rights protected by the courts. This will continue to be replicated in states across the country and with California's endorsement. So very much concerned about this trend here and the fact that it's gaining popularity.
This latest law is literally the latest in a series that the governor has signed into law for gun control. I mean, just last month, Governor Newsom signed a law to ban ghost guns and to register ghost guns. What exactly does that entail?
Yeah, ghost guns are weapons that arrive in kits and they can be assembled at home into weapons. They often do not have any serial numbers. They're talked about as, a weapon of choice for criminals because it's very hard to track them. And they are already technically banned, but this law expands that ban to include the kits themselves or certain key parts of a ghost gun. And it expands this requirement that people who already have these weapons have a deadline to get them taken in to be registered and an ID mark put on them so they can be tracked. And again, gun rights groups call this duplicative of laws already in place, requiring ghost guns to get that serial number by, I think, 2024.
Another one that has a lot of nuance to it was just a few weeks ago, earlier this month, Newsom signed another law requiring firearm businesses to abide by a standard of conduct and take, quote, reasonable measures to prevent their weapons from falling into the hands of people who would use them illegally. There is, some could say that that is vague, the language. So how will this law actually work?
Totally. This law is similar to the bill we've been talking about in that it allows people to sue certain gun businesses. The way that it does that, like you said, is to create this standard of conduct for manufacturers and gun shops to implement reasonable controls to prevent guns from going to traffickers, you know, people who aren't supposed to have a weapon because they've been convicted, or even people that, like a salesperson, believe poses a substantial risk of hurting themselves or others. It also allows the attorney general and local prosecutors and people who've been harmed by gun violence to sue those businesses for failing to follow that code of conduct. Like you said, critics say this code of conduct is very overly vague. Also, they have a criticism that, for example, a gun maker might be pulled into a lawsuit for a decision a salesperson made, or vice versa. Just a lot of confusing and the gun industry having to be very aware of what each other, what all parts are doing.
So why all these laws now?
Well, there's been a frequent mass shootings. Unfortunately, Newsom said at his press conference last week he's tired of attending candlelight vigils, that they don't do anything. And he has also continued to point to data suggesting that as California has implemented gun restrictions, the death rate from gun violence has fallen significantly here over the past couple of decades. Mm. And it is a political issue now.
Yeah, that brings me to politics. Governor Newsom ran a full-page ad in Texas contrasting Governor Abbott's comments on abortion and the right to life with California's gun control laws and what he says Texas's lax gun laws. Back on July 4th, the holiday weekend, Newsom ran ads on Fox News, which aired in Florida, blasting Governor Ron DeSantis on a host of issues from voting rights to reproductive rights. And the governor keeps pouring, arguably, gasoline on his feuds with GOP governors. What is Newsom's game plan?
Well, Newsom's been getting more vocal nationally about these issues. You know, he was in D.C. a week or two ago calling out Republican governors for, as he says, restricting freedom by banning certain books and topics in schools, restricting abortion, et cetera. He's also been getting more critical of the Democratic Party, saying that it needs to be much more aggressive in fighting against these issues and speaking out against these policies. It's got a lot of people talking about what his plans are for 2024. He is asked about that regularly, and he has the same response every time, which is no. Even if he, you know, there's a lot of discussions about the calculus of whether he would or wouldn't run. I think either way, he is enjoying, you know, poking the GOP governors in other states and getting attention nationally.
An important reminder, he's also up for re-election, and we're less than 4 months until November. Where does the governor stand, and what are we hearing from his GOP challenger, Brian Dahle?
Newsom is talking a lot about these national issues and drawing distinctions in what California is doing on things like guns and abortion with what's happening in other red states. Brian Dahle, who's this Republican state senator in the northern part of the state, is keeping things closer to home. He's really highlighting issues like homelessness, the cost of living and housing prices, and what he says are, you know, California intruding on people's freedoms and ability to get things like guns.
Nicole Nixon is Cap Radio's politics reporter. Thanks for joining us, Nicole.
Thank you.
You can read Nicole's work at capradio.org. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.